The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
John Ossoff failed to win the 6th Congressional District of Georgia.
Are you sure?
That's what I heard. That's okay. The scuttlebutt and the word on the street.
I don't think he thinks that.
He doesn't know that.
He came in second.
That's true. Just came in second. He was interviewed by NPR, who has also come in second. And he called for campaign finance reform.
No. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
That's why he lost, because they didn't spend enough money.
No, there's no way he did that.
He did. He called for campaign finance. He couldn't win with, you know, a lack of money when he's going up.
$25 million, you cannot land a win.
Whoopi Goldberg said, it's not that they lost, they just progressed slowly.
Right.
She actually tried to sell that one.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So, Chris, he was up against the Republican who was raising big money. He couldn't win against that.
No, she did not raise any big money.
No, no. I mean, John Ossoff, he raised... you mean Handel. What are you talking about?
He completely outbid her in all the...
It was only like 19 million more that he raised than her.
Exactly.
So how is he supposed to compete with that? They need campaign finance reform. And she had big money coming in from outside the district.
Oh, my God.
What? Whoa. What are you talking about?
He didn't even live in the district.
That's what I'm saying.
He said the role of money in politics is a major problem, and particularly the role of unchecked anonymous money. There have been super PACs in Washington who have been putting up tens of millions of dollars to attack ads for on air for months now. When you have that kind of environment, it's necessary to raise the resources to fight back.
You know, yesterday he sounded like Obama. Today he sounded like Hillary. You know, I lost, but it wasn't my fault.
No, not at all.
No.
He said, I'm proud of the fact that my campaign has raised the money in small dollar contributions on average of less than $50. His campaign raised $24 million, almost $25 million. 65% of the funds coming, they say, from small donations. What about the rest? What about the other 35%? Most of it came from outside the district. So his argument is, but the Republicans, it was some big checks. It wasn't a lot of little checks.
Yeah.
What the hell does that matter? It was still outside the district and state.
And money's money.
By the way, almost all of it came from outside the state of Georgia. Democrat National Committee gave him $5 million. Planned Parenthood gave him $1
million. Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't count.
No.
Now, he spent that amount of money, still bitching it and win. Last November, when Tom Price was still on the ballot, right?
Because
Tom Price won soundly. But his opponent, Rodney Stooksberry, spent nothing, zero, and got 124,917 votes.
Okay.
John Ossoff, Tuesday, spent $23 million, got 124,893 votes. 24 votes less.
For the low, low price.
I don't think this is money issue. I think this is a candidate issue.
It's a message.
Yes, issue. That's right. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. But we need campaign finance reform. When do we need it?
Yes. Now.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192. 8192.